The Waco Pride Network was officially founded as a nonprofit organization in July 2018. But in 2017, organizers initially worked to give Waco's LGBTQ community a voice in response to several billboards that advocated for conversion therapy. Melissa Green is the secretary of the Waco Pride Network's board. She says money came in from across the United States to help the LGBTQ community unite.
We use that money as a jumping off point. And several people, myself included, were just a part of this group of people that wanted to make something happen. And we had our first Out on the Brazos event 2 years ago.
The first Out on the Brazos Festival was originally planned as a small picnic, but turned out more than 400 people, which in turn enabled organizers to raise funds for future Pride events. This Saturday will be the organization's first Out and Proud dance during Pride Month. It also lines up with the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots in New York City in 1969, the series of violent confrontations between police and gay rights activists outside the Stonewall Inn. Green says they usually do their Pride events in October, in part because of the Texas heat, but also because many LGBTQ in the community visit the larger scale festivals in Texas.
We can't compete with that, but we wanted to have something because this is such a momentous occasion, so we decided let's have a dance.
She says the dance is also open to LGBTQ students.
We want everybody to have a chance to celebrate who they are in a safe place, as well as to celebrate history that was made this coming weekend 50 years ago.
Lincoln Crowder is an at-large member for the Waco Pride Network Board, as well as the chair of the Pride Planning Committee. He says the event will also be a chance to unveil the new logo for Out on the Brazos Festival on October 12th.
We had more than a dozen submissions for our logo competition. The committee that I chair narrowed it down to three finalists that we felt were good fits for what we needed for a logo.
You have like a rainbow heart on your doors.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got rainbows all over the place here.
I am meeting with Pastor Charlie Garrison at the Central Texas Metropolitan Community Church, one of the affirming churches in Waco. He was also on the board of the Waco Pride Network briefly. Garrison says he has continued to support and promote the first Out and Proud dance, and that having youth being able to attend is a step forward.
In this day and age, more and more youth are coming out, and we need to be there for them as they do and offer that support. And so I'm excited that the Waco Pride Network is in that mindset, that they are ready to be available to our youth.
Garrison says there are other official affirming churches the LGBTQ community can go to in Waco, like Lakeshore Baptist Church, Unity Baptist Church, Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, Unity Spiritual Center, and Cross Ties Ecumenical Church. He says there are a few other churches who are unofficially welcoming of the LGBTQ community.
And I think the reason for that is because their denomination does not support that. And so they may not be able to actually come out and make an official statement.
The Waco Pride Network are also working to provide educational materials for adults who are unsure how to respond if a child comes out to them. Some of their goals for 2019 include hosting community building events every month and having additional community building projects. The nonprofit will hold the dance at the Brazos Theater in Waco from 7 to 10 p.m., where students with a valid ID will get in free, but others will pay a $5 admission fee. In Waco, I'm Kate Lee Mills.